And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 13th of June, 2025. June 13th is Pigeon Appreciation Day. Pigeons were originally farmed as a food source. Chicken and geese were domesticated earlier, but pigeons were the dominant meat bird in the Middle East and Europe for thousands of years. Colonists brought pigeons to America in the 1600s. They were originally imported as barnyard animals and farmed for food. It can be rather difficult to contain a flying animal, and many pigeons meandered away from their keeps and set off on their own in the New World. They thrived in the altered habitats of human towns and cities, and soon established themselves as permanent residents in the local ecosystem, making them one of the earliest invasive species in the Americas. Though we might call pigeons wild animals, a better way to describe them would be feral. A wild animal is one that evolved naturally. Feral animals are creatures we domesticated but have escaped and now live and breed on their own. The pigeon was once held in high regard. Because of our close partnership with the species, people were able to learn a lot about the habits and life cycle of the pigeon. They found that pigeons were monogamous and often mated for life. Both parents care for offspring, and though they are peaceful and intelligent, they protect their nest fiercely. People notice that pigeons have an unerring ability to find their way home. This realization gave rise to using pigeons as homing pigeons. It's easy to take communication for granted in the days of telephones and the internet, but carrier pigeons were the cutting-edge technology of the past. As early as 3,000 years ago, people were sending messages attached to pigeons. They were sent between cities in ancient Rome to announce winners of the Olympics and the results of chariot race bets. Genghis Khan had a system of pigeon relays that spanned from Asia to Eastern Europe and allowed him to keep in contact with even the far reaches of his empire. By the end of World War I, thousands of pigeons were wounded or never returned, yet achieved a 95% success rate of delivering messages. Stories of individual pigeons became famous back home, and many surviving pigeons were paraded next to veterans in victory parades. Many stories were a testament to the compassion of the pigeons' handlers and their attachment to the animals in their care. One pigeoneer disobeyed orders to evacuate an area and instead crawled back into a freshly damaged and crumbling building to rescue the birds still in there. He miraculously managed to do so before more bombs fell. Pigeons were still in use as recently as World War II, when the United Kingdom used somewhere in the vicinity of 250,000 homing pigeons to carry messages behind enemy lines and through battle zones. It was only in 1948 that the UK military discontinued their use of the helpful birds. It's the birthday of Zoe Rosenberg, born on this day in 2002. Zoe Rosenberg is an American animal rights activist and animal sanctuary founder. She participates in public forms of direct action at sporting events and university events. Zoe Rosenberg is the founder of Happy Hen Animal Sanctuary, a sprawling farm animal rescue on the central coast of California that has saved over 1,000 animals. She is an organizer, lead investigator, and social media coordinator for the grassroots animal rights network Direct Action Everywhere. A Sonoma County judge dismissed multiple felony charges against Zoe, now 21, who is being prosecuted for rescuing 4 chickens from a Sonoma County slaughterhouse. And here's a poem for today, The Carrier Pigeon by Victor Marie Hugo. Who then, oh, who is like our God so great, who makes the seed expand beneath the mountain's weight, who for a swallow's nest leaves one old castle wall, who lets for famished beetles savory apples fall, who bids a pygmy win where titans fail in yoke, and in what we deem fruitless roar and smoke, makes Etna, Chimborazo, still his praises sing, and saves a city by a word lapped neath a pigeon's wing. A Carrier Pigeon by Victor Marie Hugo. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that animals are amazing.